Hey everyone at Focus Church, this is Jonathan and Melissa and Finley and London. We are so excited to be joining with you guys and partnering with you in reaching the nation of Japan.
Last month, when we did Missions Emphasis, Pastor Andrew, we highlighted a very special need from our missionaries in Japan.
That's right. And we heard from the Lawrences and their need of having to move into a new location, wanting to help their kids socialize and send them off to a new private school.
Yeah. And they needed funds to be able to do that.
Hey, everyone at Focus Church.
Hi, everyone.
Jonathan and Melissa here, and we are your missionaries to the nation of Japan.
We really felt like this was the best decision for our family to move out to this house and to be able to send our girls there, but we had no idea how we were going to make it happen.
Not a clue.
Not a clue.
We love our missionary kids. We love them maybe a little bit more than you guys. We wanted to give you money for tuition. We asked our people to give. We put some funds together. And we're excited to share with you right now that we have $3,500 to send to you guys right away to help their tuition. Yeah. Yes, they come from the family of Holy Church.
Wow.
We hope that helps.
I want to tell you guys that we are short exactly what you're giving us.
Whoa.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Wow.
So praise God.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, literally, I mean, the dream has been completed. God has just miraculously provided. We are just speechless.
I want to thank you guys for everything that you do for us. Thank you for giving to missions. Thank you for praying for us and believing in us. We love you guys.
And we can't wait to one day meet you guys in person. And we look forward to working with you guys. So God bless.
Pastor Shalee, we're talking about our missionaries to Japan. And we just saw on the video there, that first and last clip was the very first time they ever sent us a video. That was 5 years ago.
So cool.
And the way we connected with the Lawrence family is that, you know, you and I, we have a heart for missions in Japan. And we thought, you know, if God's given us a heart for missions in Japan, maybe we should follow, like, one of the missionaries to Japan. And so we just looked one up and signed up for the newsletter. And a couple months later, we actually got an email that said, hey, we're getting ready to go back, but we need just a few more supporters so we can get back. And I sent Jonathan an email and said, hey, you don't have any clue who I am, but you need to call me today. It'll be worth your while. And Focus Church signed up that day to take on the Lawrence family as our missionaries to Japan. And 5 years now, we've only ever seen them on a screen.
Yeah, they said, hey, we can't wait to meet you someday in person.
Someday in person. Well, guess what? 5 years later, someday is today.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for Jonathan and Melissa as they join us on the stage here today. Welcome, welcome. We're so glad that you guys are here.
Thank you.
Ooh, excited to be here.
This weekend, it's your very first time ever being in Wisconsin.
Yes. Yes. And we're loving it so far. It's 73 degrees outside right now. So it's not hot and humid. Yeah.
It's awesome. It's a little cooler than Tennessee right now.
A little cooler than Tokyo. Tokyo. We were in Tokyo last week and it was so hot, so humid. We were very glad to be not riding around the trains in that city this week. So
wow, we're so blessed and privileged that you could be here with us. This has been a long time in coming, getting to see you in person, getting the whole church family to get to meet you. I mean, we feel like we already know you because we constantly hear about what's happening and stuff, but there are people here today who this is the first time they've ever even heard of you.
Yeah.
And so why don't you guys tell us just a little bit about yourselves, who you are, about your family, and how long you've been missionaries.
Yeah. So last year we celebrated 10 years in missions and went to Japan and of course have been missionaries there and just seeing God work miraculously through our ministry there. And you guys have definitely been a presence for the last 5 years in our family and have always been just an incredible partner in reaching Japan and just feeling like you guys have really taken ownership of our family. And so not every church does that. We have a lot of church partners, but not every church gets as deeply involved as you guys have been. So we just want to thank you so much for everything you've done for us. And we started out in media ministry, resourcing churches in Japan and around Asia, just helping people learn how to reach people in their own language and fish in a digital ocean and give them resources. And then a couple years ago, God called us to accept the position of lead pastors of an international church right in the heart of Tokyo. And if you don't know, Tokyo is the largest city in the world, 38 million people in our city.
And that's huge.
It's massive. So we're right across from Tokyo University. So we see a lot of university students and teachers and researchers come into our church and so it's been amazing, but less than 1% of Japan knows Christ, and so it's a very unreached place, and it's been an interesting place to bring up a family, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of family, there's more than just two of you, right?
That's right. Yes.
There are
two children possibly destroying your kids' area tonight.
They're down on the lower level. Who are they? How old are they? What grade are they going into?
All right. We have a daughter, London. She is 11. She's going into sixth grade. And our youngest daughter, Finley, is 8. And she's going into the third grade.
Awesome. Yeah.
They're so cute.
We like them.
Girls. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, our goal is to get to know you guys and get to hear about your ministry and help us even understand just a little bit about what it means to be a missionary. And there's people who don't know, how do you know that you're a missionary? How did you know that you were supposed to go and answer God's call to Japan?
Well, I think in general, God called me to be a missionary when I was really young.
Yeah.
Missionaries would come to our church. Just like I'm here today talking to you guys, missionaries would come to my church when I was a kid. And I would hear those missionaries, and God, from a young age, moved on my heart in a powerful way. And I knew that one day I was going to be a missionary.
And I did not know that right away. In fact, when we got married, she was feeling called to Africa. And I thought, I don't know if I can go live in a hut and eat bugs and not have toilet paper. I just don't know if that's the calling that I'm signing up for, you know. But it was really through much prayer and really God shaping our heart. He just gradually drew us to Japan and it was kind of like little by little we fell in love with the culture, but then really God gave us a love for the people too.
Yeah, a missionary came to our church from Japan, and so we had already loved the culture and we're planning a vacation there. But then we all of a sudden realized the spiritual need that was there. We had no idea how few people even knew who Jesus was in Japan. And so when we heard that need, I mean, God just gave us this incredible burden for the people. So we never ended up going there on vacation. We switched gears. We were like, let's be missionaries instead. And with the Assemblies of God World Missions, we sent in an application, went through a rigorous application process and training, and then we began raising support. We were able to be in Japan because we are 100% funded by individuals and churches, just like you guys.
Yeah, and we try to make it easy. We have lots of missionaries on our team. We have a team of about 10 missionaries in Tokyo. And in fact, we've got one of our team members is actually here today and raising support right now in the U.S. And so we're so happy to have him here. Nick Wicker is with us. But we have an amazing team, and some of those are career missionaries. Some of those are serving for 2 years, and we have people that come and serve a few months. And so we try to just provide a place for those that are aspiring to come and serve in a multicultural context and reach people and get involved in God's mission here on earth, just to give a way for them to do that in a safe place and have mentorship and discipleship and just as a team to really tackle this mission together. And so we really believe in that.
So cool. We love hearing, you know, how you got there. But now that you're in Japan, tell us a little bit about what do you do there and what's it look like to live in Japan?
Yeah. Well, like you said, we pastor an international church, so, you know, church ministry is always ongoing during the week and during the weekend especially, so we have that on our plate. But then we also, you know, we live our lives. We're normal people. I do the whole drop-off pick-up at school every single day, helping with homework, you know, all that sort of stuff. There are certain people in our church and on our team that we mentor and disciple, so we take time each week to do that, lead life groups, you know, anything else.
And we're just seeing lots of, what's been amazing about this past season of ministry is the amount of people that come into our doors that have just no knowledge of who Jesus is. And so much of our focus to really call back to your name, which I love, is on people that have no baseline knowledge of faith or Christ, or that there's a God that loves them, or that they don't have to actually go to a temple and pay for prayers or search for a God somewhere else, but that they could find him. And we provide an amazing community for them to belong to, even maybe before they believe. And so I love the community that you guys have here. It's so representative of what we experience in Tokyo. Yeah. It's not a lot different, except there's about 15 different languages flying back on Sunday morning. Yeah. Almost everybody speaks 2 to 3 languages. Yep. And so that's always interesting, but yeah, it's incredible.
So speaking of languages.
Yeah, I have a question first before we go there, because I've had a few people ask me this.
Yeah.
You have said that you work or you pastor an international church, and they would like to know, what language do you speak if it's a bunch of different people in the church? What do you do about language there?
Yeah, well, because we have people from all over the world, people from several countries in Africa, India, all over Asia, Europe, America, from everywhere. Actually, English is the language that we all share in common, because in a lot of parts of the world, people have their home language, but then they also speak English as a business language. And so we found that English is the language that that unites us. And so we do services bilingually. We preach in English, and we have a Japanese translator. We sing worship songs in English and Japanese.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
And so do you guys know Japanese?
Yeah, that's an ongoing education process, and we're always learning. Spent 2 years in language school and lots of self-study.
Yes,
online courses. We have amazing resources now, of course, to learn that, and our team is, of course, going through that too. But I think maybe we could teach them a little Japanese this morning.
Okay,
you guys
want to say, if you could say good morning, you could say Ohio. Can you say Ohio?
Ohio.
That's really good. Can you say, how are you? Say Montana.
Montana.
That's not true,
no.
Guys. That's just the state.
No.
No, that's quite the language.
Don't use that.
Wow.
But Ohio is right.
But let's do this. Let's do this. So why don't you greet everyone in the room in Japanese, as well as the people who are watching online.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, ohayou gozaimasu, Jonathan desu.
Marissa desu.
Hi, hajimemashite, yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Yeah, with lots of bowing. Everybody practice your bowing.
Bowing.
Lots of bowing in Japan, we hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we have no clue what you said, and we're just hoping that you didn't say that the Packers are awful.
No. So,
if you could provide a translation, that would be helpful.
I said, good morning, how are you? And we hope that you look favorably upon us, which is a very Japanese thing to do. And somewhere in there, maybe Focus Church is the best church in the world. That was also in there, too.
We said it very quickly.
I mean, as long as you are speaking the truth, there you go.
Okay. We like that translation. So now, we just watched a story on video of that we responded to a need that you guys had.
That's right.
about putting the girls into school, and it was just a God thing of putting it together. But that's not the only thing. We made a statement in there that said that we love your kids more than we like you.
I understand that.
That's okay.
We love missionary kids, because here's the thing, is mom and dad say yes to God, kids come along for the ride.
That's right.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it has to be a horrible experience.
That's right.
It can be an amazing experience.
Amen.
And Focus Church wants to do their part to make sure that it's an amazing experience for your girls. And that's why we are all a part of something we do every Christmas. We do something we call Christmas Angel, and we raise funds as part of our Do Something Fund, specifically to send to the parents of our missionary parents who have kids so they can go buy big Christmas presents. It's like a Christmas bonus for our missionaries. And I think you guys have experienced this like as long as we've known each other. So kind of tell us kind of the impact of that so we kind of get some feedback and maybe tell us whether or not we should continue doing it.
Okay, well, yes, you should. Because, I mean, it makes a big impact on my kids. I mean, it is, at that time of the year especially, it's very difficult being away from family. And we really feel it, and my kids really feel it. And so when they feel that they are loved and taken care of like that, it makes such a big difference. I will tell you, and as a mom, you know, a lot of churches, they want to know who we are and they want to know what we do. What do you do? What does your ministry look like? But for you guys are always asking us, what about your kids? And when I feel that my kids are loved, like as a mom, that means everything. And last year, you know, as an example, we moved to a new house. We have a street and a park, and they actually have a place they could ride bikes, but they desperately needed new bikes. And so with that money, we were able to buy both of them brand new, beautiful bikes. It was amazing.
That's cool. Focus Church, you bought bikes for London and Findlay this last year for Christmas.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to let the secret out, but Christmas Angel's coming up here in a few months. It's coming
up.
We're
very excited.
But yeah, now, in regards to the ministry that you're doing, you guys mentioned that the thing that impacted you as far as having a heart for it is to find out about the spiritual aspect of Japan and just the need for people. Can you tell us any stories of life change, of how Japanese people have found hope that's found in Jesus?
Mm. Yeah, so we took over the church during the middle of the pandemic, and it was a very difficult time to take a church. We were live streaming services from our living room. Our first Sundays back, though, everybody was scattered. We were going through 6 states of emergency, and of course, as we were live streaming from our sanctuary, you're wondering, is this impacting people? Is this making a difference? You know, are we reaching Japanese people and reaching people in our city? And I remember one particular Sunday, we were getting ready to do our first baptism as new lead pastors at ICA Tokyo. And I just began to talk about the transformational power of Jesus. And I got to the end and just said, hey, do you want to have a relationship with Jesus? And I just saw this guy's hand go up and accepted Christ. And I was, he came up at the end of service, and he just came forward with tears in his eyes, young Japanese guy. And just told me that, he said, I found you online. I was watching the service and I'd never seen him before. And yet he said, as you were speaking, God just began to speak to me. And I heard a voice that said, I need to get saved. I need to get baptized. And he rushed out of his apartment while the live stream was going on, got to the end of service, gave his heart to Christ, and we baptized him 2 weeks later. It was amazing. Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
That's worth clapping for right there. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Praise God. Yeah, and we had a small group, very small group of young adults when we first took the church, and one of those young adults was Yukino. And Yukino desperately wanted to be a Christian. She was trying really hard, but she was also struggling because to be Japanese is to be Buddhist. They are one and the same. So it's very difficult when they choose to become a Christian mentally and culturally. It can be very isolating for them. And she was just really struggling, didn't know if she wanted to continue on. But you know what? We started a life group with her and a few other people, and we just started mentoring them and discipling them. And then I personally started to mentor her individually. And over the last 2.5 years, she has just grown and blossomed in her faith. She is now a life group leader in our church. She, you know, has aspirations of ministry. And I actually, let's meet her. We have a video of Yukino.
Yes, we do. And so let's watch Yukino's story.
Hello, my name is Yukino, and I am from Nagasaki, Japan. In Japan, there is Buddhism and Shintoism, so it's kind of like mixed. I grew up in a Japanese family that religion wasn't really present. My grandma was Buddhist, so we have like a family altar. I was believing in something supernatural, so like before exam or something, I would go to temple or like shrine and pray, or like on New Year's Day, we go to the temple and pray for the good luck for the year and things like that. For university, I moved to Tokyo and it was a whole different world from where I grew up. I just started to have a lot of questions about life, and I met people from Kai Alpha, which is Christian campus ministry. And so the missionaries would come to my campus to have lunch with me. And through that interaction with them, I felt something different about them. And like, they offer me a lot of kindness and like genuine love, which I've never experienced within the friendship that I had with Japanese friends. So I started asking questions. I started to read the Bible together with them. And they just really gave me an example how to follow Jesus. So even though I started to have interest in the Bible and Christianity, and I knew I encountered Jesus, I had a hesitation about myself becoming Christian because not many people are Christian around me, and I was struggling with it. But one night at a service, the pastor was preaching and he said that God has been seeking me before I knew about him, before I encountered him. And he really wants me in the heaven with him. And when I heard that word, I was like, I couldn't stop myself crying. And I just wanted to dive into his love. And that's when I decided to really follow Jesus and become Christian. We need prayer for university students in Japan. University is the key time to reach out to Japanese people, because after university is like work and it's so busy in Japan. So university is the golden time to reach out. Thank you for praying for Japan and students in universities. God bless you. 神の祝福がありますように。ありがとうございました。
Yeah, so Yukino, just to give you a little update too, she is now the first Bible school student ever sent out of our church. She's enrolled in the Bible school student there in Tokyo and has a heart to be a missionary. And Japan sends missionaries. They have four or three missionaries. Yukino would potentially be the fourth missionary sent out from Japan, and just amazing.
Wow.
So amazing. Yeah. And you know, the people back there, they need you there. Mm. And so can you guys tell us, like, why are you here in the States now, and what does it take to get you back to Japan?
Yeah, so as missionaries, we have to raise our support to actually do the ministry. Our church doesn't pay us a salary, but we raise everything through our partnerships here in the U.S. And so when we say that you're partners, when we say that you're owners mm-hmm. in what we do, we really, really mean that.
Yes.
You guys support us on a monthly basis, and that's one of the budget items that we have to raise is a monthly budget that we have coming in from our partners that mm-hmm. support our family, that you know pay for us to be there, that pay for ministry
yeah.
Supplies and everything that we need to live life and do ministry in Japan, that funds that. And then we have a cash budget that we also raise, which honestly, between our missionary terms, helps to launch us into the next season of ministry. And so that's where we're at right now. If we weren't here, we would be in Tokyo pastoring our church. And as much as we love being here, our hearts are definitely there. They're in Tokyo, and we have an amazing team that is there on the ground that's helping yeah. to cover things. But our church is, of course, desperately wanting us to be back there.
Yes.
And so we're praying that God does some miracles over the next few months and that we're able to meet these yeah. needs and get back to Tokyo and doing what God has called us to do.
Now, there may be people here that are watching that are kind of scratching their heads saying, like, owners, like, wait a second, I've never met you before, I've never done it. But what you may not know is that when you give anything to Focus Church, we take 10% of it and we support missionaries with that. So that means your money has gone to them already. Yes. We support them on a regular basis. And,
that's right.
And when we started 5 years ago, it was at a certain amount. And then when we found out that you needed help with the girls, we raised money to help as a down payment for the tuition. But we raised up to $250 a month is what we support you at. And and speaking of support, you're needing to raise more support than that.
Right.
And I want to let you guys know that even though we support them as a church, their partners include individuals like yourselves. That after service today, they're going to be out in the lobby. They got special cards. But if God prompts you, you should consider saying, I want to also do something personally, that on a monthly basis for the next few years that they're in Japan, that you would support them, that you would sponsor them, that you may make the difference on whether or not they get back to Tokyo sooner.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also, you're raising cash too. You're saying a cash budget. And this is one of the things I love about our organization, Assemblies of God World Missions, is that they require them to have the money up front to like buy all the plane tickets and to get all the luggage, get the family moved there, but also to have enough money to move back before you even go.
Right.
That's
since
right.
you
right.
can't get stranded right. in yeah. Japan. And so you can be a part of that as well. You see, we have designated that anyone who gives anything to the Do Something Fund this weekend, it's going straight to them. It's going to help them, to launch them back to Tokyo, to get back to their church. And we're excited to support them. But right now, I'm going to ask Melissa to look in the cushion to our left, because there's an envelope there. If you'll find that envelope, will you pull it out? And I want you to read that envelope to us.
All right. It says, we are excited to partner with the Lowrances to reach Japan by giving $350 per month for this term.
Wow,
Focus
God.
Church.
Yes.
Amen.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
So we're raising our support. We're going higher because we believe in you guys. We love you guys.
And
we want God's best for you. You're making an impact. And, you know, not everyone can go, as the Bible says, that we're all supposed to go and make disciples of all nations. We can't all pick up our lives and go.
That's right. Yeah.
But God calls people like the Lawrences to say, will you go? And then God calls us to support them. So we pray for them and we give. And whatever they accomplish on the front lines, we get credit for
That's
it
right.
with the Great Commission.
Yeah.
We're
right.
all part of the same team.
We're all winning.
But let me say, we celebrate here at Focus Church people who say yes to God. And
Amen.
This couple said yes to God to live on the other side of this planet to help reach people in Japan for Jesus. Mm. They are the very definition of a hero. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you guys
for
saying yes to God.
Mm. Appreciate you guys.
Now, we want to we want to bless you guys today, and we understand that there's a need that when you do international travel, that sometimes luggage takes a beating. And we heard a story recently that you lost some luggage in a very terrible way, that it got damaged and destroyed. And so at this time, we've got some helpers who are bringing out a brand new set of luggage for the Lawrences. There we go.
Look at them.
When you travel internationally, you have to have
there's
big
four.
luggage.
So.
Right.
Those are beautiful.
One for each of you, big ones.
Fit a lot
nice
of American one. Snacks in here.
So many boxes of Cheez-Its can fit
Cheez-Its.
In that.
Cheez-Its. Oh, there you go.
If our kids were packing this luggage, it would be a mistake. Let me just tell you.
just a suitcase full of Cheez-Its.
Oh, wow.
Beef jerky and Sour Patch Kids.
We know, Melissa, you're headed back here very soon, and why don't you tell us why you're going back early?
Yeah, me and the girls, we're here for just the summer, and pretty soon, in about a month, we're going to leave. Jonathan is going to stay and continue support raising, but we have to get back because school is starting a new year. We're trying to keep that area of their life consistent. It's best for them, and so, yeah, we're about to head off to school in about a month.
Oh, wow. And so that means you're probably going to take this luggage with you.
Yes, for sure.
You might want to leave one behind for Jonathan.
Yes,
you know.
just one.
Just get a paper bag or something. Because the girls need Sour Patch Kids.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, we know that as you travel back, there's certain items you need to pack for you. And we thought we would actually help you pack today because if we are your number one supporting church, like you think we're the best,
yes.
You know, you are.
If you ranked all your supporters,
I'm
Focus Church
at
the top.
And I see you at the top.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Well, we want to claim that. And so we've packed one of your suitcases for you. Will you go ahead and the one with the green string, will you go ahead and open that one up and see what you have to take with you to Tokyo?
Wow. Okay.
This is required in the suitcase.
Required, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this. Okay. Wow. Oh. We got some
representation. We got black Do Something t-shirts for the whole family.
Woo.
Oh, yeah. So we expect to see some,
love it.
You know, some swag in some of your videos, you know, pictures.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. We're representing.
And we love the black.
We're doing something in Tokyo.
Doing something. Yes. There we go. Do
Amen.
Something.
Amen. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank
so you so part of your bags are already packed.
Okay.
So we took care of that for you.
I love when people pack my bags for me.
I kind of wish people would do that for me, too.
But you know what? I mean, Melissa, you just told us that you got to go back because the kids have to go back to school. And,
yes.
And we already shared that we love your kids more than we love you guys. And so we want to do something for the girls that they're going back to school. And so we packed something in the next suitcase, in the white ribbon suitcase. If you'll open that up, something that they may need as you head back to go back to school.
Oh, wow.
The white
I've got
white
it.
Ribbon.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. It's the suitcase shuffle here.
There you go.
Suitcases around.
I feel
You're
like the TSA.
Good at this zipper thing. Look at this.
What is in here?
Oh
yes!
My God.
Oh, what we have here. We have school backpacks for each of the girls.
These are so nice.
Full of school supplies.
Look at that.
Yes.
And these backpacks are the girls' favorite colors, blue and purple.
That's amazing.
All sorts of supplies.
Wow. Oh, this is amazing. I love this.
There you go.
They will love this.
Well,
they have no idea.
We wanted to get a jump start
on
getting the girls what they need to go back to school. Because it's always, and we know what it's like. It's time to send our kids back to school. It's time to go back to school shopping.
It takes
a
lot of stuff. Yes.
Thank you.
So we packed one of your bags for you. But we also know that we don't know everything that the girls need. To go back to school.
Right.
And so we're going to ask you, Jonathan, that with that particular suitcase, the top front pocket, can you open that up and whatever's inside, hand to me?
Okay.
It's my present.
Oh my goodness. This is a magic suitcase.
There we go. Okay.
Very mysterious envelope.
Mysterious envelope here. So we know that you're going to need some more school supplies than what we've already given, some special things to whatever class you need. So we want to send you to Target to go shopping. That's for London school supplies.
Awesome.
This one
is
for Finley school supplies. And they probably have been growing a lot, and they need more clothes before you leave to go back to Japan.
Yes.
So, Target's a great place to shop, so why don't you get some more clothes for London and some clothes for Finley.
Thank you.
They need some snacks as well.
Cheez-Its cost money.
Cheez-Its, Sour Patch Kids, whatever they want.
Yes.
I mean, I don't care if you want to tell them no. Pastor Ryan and Pastor Shalise said yes.
Okay.
No.
Focus
Bible
Church said yes.
Yeah, we will do that. Thank you. Oh, it's
still going. You go buy snacks, you know, and now we also understand that.
You know, the parents might want some snacks.
The parents want snacks?
I think so.
Well, you know, a couple things.
This one's for Jonathan.
Okay.
One's for Melissa. Okay, you guys can have some snacks too.
Absolutely.
And I do understand that when you guys go and you're living in Japan, that there's certain medicines that you can't get there that you need for your family.
Sure.
Like basic stuff, things that we might take for granted.
Basic stuff like cold medicine or cough medicine from when your kids get sick or
just the stuff that ibuprofen.
They don't have that stuff available over the counter. So we tend to buy a bunch and take it with us. And even stuff like Tums.
Oh, wow. Important stuff. The important stuff.
Important stuff.
Things we wouldn't even think of taking. And so you can't buy it there, but you're allowed to buy a whole ton of it in America, put in a suitcase, fly overseas.
That's right.
And we hope the customs agent doesn't open the bag.
Are you sure?
Yes.
positive. It sounds like a drug mule thing kind of going on,
it's
you
not
know, something.
As sketchy as it sounds.
Well,
just the Advil in the bag.
It's the balance between.
You know, I actually kind of like that it sounds sketchy because then we get to enable it. Because why don't you go to Target and get some drugs,
get drugs
to put on the plane
okay.
to get them. To Japan?
It was Focus Church. So, it was Focus.
Yes, oh we're enabling it. Yeah. Oh,
oh my
man.
Gosh.
And here's the deal. Here's the deal, you know.
That's amazing.
I need to take a poll of the audience.
Okay.
Who here has ever gone to Target to buy something and you ended up walking out of Target with something you didn't plan on buying?
Well, there's a lot of
yes. So we got to feel that as well. Okay, so there we go.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Oh, well, so you got some work to do before you leave town.
Yes.
I have a lot of work to do.
I mean, we provided some space and luggage so you can fill it up with the important stuff. You know,
oh my gosh.
We want to bless you guys.
That's amazing.
And everything. And that's our heart. That's our prayers that you guys would be
Amen.
Blessed. And
the
best part about what's happened right now is this is our third service.
Yeah.
And we instructed them that they had to act surprised every service for this stuff. And then we had to take it back and to give it back to them. And haven't they been doing a good job of acting like, yes,
listen,
this is awesome.
It is not hard to keep
receiving
gifts.
It is still genuine. It is still genuine.
We had the easiest job in the room, believe me.
There you go. Well, but you know what? That's not it because we have something else for you. So let's actually go to the suitcase with the yellow ribbon on it because what we put in here, we found out that there's been a small crisis going on with the children.
Yes.
And we want to do our part to solve it. And we think that in solving it, we actually solve it for you.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's take a look at what is in here.
Oh my Lord.
We have.
Look at this.
What?
Woo. It's a shiny white box.
That's right.
Well, it's not really in there. It's just a box I had in storage.
No,
these are new iPads, one for London, one for Finley.
Yes.
Tell us
why this is important. Like, why do they need this?
Parents, can I hear, when you have not enough devices, your kids argue and share, and it's constant fighting over an 8-year-old iPad that doesn't work that well, and... and I'm tired of hearing it. So this is honestly,
this is
a gift.
This is for us.
This is a gift for us.
This
honestly,
is.
More than it is for the kids. This is amazing.
This is crazy.
Oh, well,
and how long does it take to fly to Japan?
Oh gosh. So from Chicago, it's a 12-13 hour flight.
Yep.
We usually have to catch two flights. So it's by the time we're done, it's a
14-15 hours altogether.
Okay. So, you know, kids need something to do.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
There we go.
There's no rules on that.
No.
On the travel day,
you get whatever
eat what you want.
They do whatever.
Yes.
Good.
Well, we want to take care of, like we said, we love the missionary kids even more. Like, we love our missionaries, but
That's
we love
amazing.
Our missionary kids even more. And our goal was that you would be blessed, that
Amen.
You would be surprised, that you would feel that we love you. Our goal was that we become number one on the list of your favorite churches, regardless of where you're from, you know, because they're from Tennessee. They have a home church in Tennessee, but maybe you're really supposed to be from Wisconsin, okay? Focus Church.
Well, listen, this weather is making me think. All the gift giving, there's something in the air happening. I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, in just a minute, we're going to be praying for you guys to send you back to Tokyo. But
Amen.
There's more.
No, there's
Oh, my gosh.
Now they're really surprised because this is off script. Because how many suitcases came up here on stage? Four.
Word.
There is a fourth suitcase with a red ribbon on it.
Oh, man.
And let me just say, there's something in here.
Okay.
That we found out you really need.
Yeah.
And when we found out that you needed this, there was no stopping us. That we're like, we're going to do this.
I have no idea.
Because we want to be that resource for you, that to bless you. Because really, what you do matters.
Mm.
What you do matters.
Thank you.
And we're behind you.
Wow.
Archer's behind you. So without further ado,
Let's
open.
I'm
like,
so
what
nervous.
Could this be?
What can this be? I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. What?
That's what I need. Oh my
God. It's a new MacBook Air. They needed a new computer.
This is what I need.
Or the tablet.
Is there another piece of luggage back there?
Oh my word.
Oh, this is amazing.
Oh, we love you guys. Word.
That is incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the craziest day in the world.
She has been very frustrated over a very old computer, and she does all of our, she does lots of church business, lots of business for our missionaries on the field in Japan, lots of stuff for ICA Tokyo, and she's so diligent about it, and yet her computer is very frustrating for her. This is... an incredible mood, honestly.
Oh my gosh.
Hopefully you felt that you were loved.
Yes, very much so.
I can't even tell you what I'm feeling. Like, thank
mission you. Mission accomplished! There we go, yes.
You guys did something.
We did something. We did something. So here's what we're going to do.
Oh my gosh.
Jonathan, Melissa, we're going to ask you guys to walk down off the stage, to stand right over here. And you mentioned that there's some team members also here with us in the building, right?
Yeah.
We want them to come forward as well, to stand over here with Jonathan and Melissa. You see, what we're going to do is we're going to gather around them and we're going to pray for them, because the Bible says in the book of Acts that the church was together praying, and in the middle of their prayer, the Holy Spirit stopped them. What the Holy Spirit said was, I want you to set apart Paul and Barnabas for my work. And so they gathered around them, they laid hands on them, they prayed for them, and they sent them out to go be missionaries, to go to other countries, to share the good news of Jesus. So right now, Focus Family, as many as are able, let's come together. Let's gather around them right here. Let's lay our hands on them. Let's pray for them. I'll lead us in a prayer, but we're praying and we're saying, Focus Church is sending them to Japan to reach a country that needs Jesus. So let's gather around them and let's pray for this family, for this team. God, we thank you so much for this family who has said yes to you, that you said you put it upon their heart to reach the country of Japan. God, we didn't even know before today, the biggest city in the world, full of people who need you. God, we pray that you would bless them. Lord, that you would anoint them, that you would provide for them. Lord, that you would take care of them, that you would protect them, that you would open doors. Lord, we pray for revival in Tokyo. We pray that on the university that students would know you. God, we pray that their international church would be blessed, would be overflowing, that they'd be dealing with multiple services and even new spaces. God, we pray for more lives to be changed, and we pray for those lives to change other lives and to be a cascading process. God, we thank you that this family said, yes, there are heroes. God, we've been able to take a small portion of our lives to bless them, but God, you know what it's like to actually be away from family. God, we know it's not always easy, it's not always glamorous, but God, we pray that while they're overseas, that they know they're loved. God, that at every step they take, where they're in the middle of your will, Lord, that you would just show them that you're there with them. Your word says you will never leave us. You'll never forget about us. That especially when we're doing the Great Commission, when we're going and making disciples, you said at the very end, and I will be with you until the end. Help them to know that you're there with them. So God, we pray today. We say, this family, this team, we say, go. Reach the people of Japan. We love you, God, and we thank you for this family, for this team. In Jesus' name we all said, amen. Thank you, Lawrence family. Thank you, team members. We love you guys. Now, what they get to do next is they get to go down to our lower level, and they get to visit with our elementary children, and they get to share some things about what it's like to be a missionary overseas. But after that, our elementary kids are going to gather around them. They're going to lay hands on and pray for them. And you know, it's biblical that the kids' prayer is going to be even better than ours, because kids have the best faith. A childlike faith is what we're supposed to have. Now today we've been talking about changed lives. We've been hearing about how there's people in Japan who need Jesus. We've also been talking and we experienced today people who have said yes to God and gone public with their faith through water baptism. You see, what we're dealing with here is something that is at the root, at the core of who we are as Focus Church. Today, you might be wondering, why did I even show up? I don't know why I'm even here. You may be watching online right now and you may be saying, I don't even know how I found this. I don't know why I'm watching. Maybe it's for this next few moments. You see, what we do every time we gather together is we give people the opportunity to say yes to God, because that's the most important thing. God loves you so much. He sent his son Jesus to pay the price for you, for your sin. You can't be good enough. It is not within your power to attain eternal life. It is not in your power to attain forgiveness from your sins. But Jesus did not leave us. God did not leave us to wallow in our sinful state. He loved us. As a matter of fact, Jesus said it himself, John chapter 3. He said, God loved you so much that he sent his son Jesus to pay the price for you. He didn't send him to condemn us, to show us how bad we are. He didn't send him to start a religion or just to be a good teacher, to be a prophet. No, he sent him on a singular mission so that all of us, through Jesus, through the price he paid by dying on the cross, that we could be saved. You can experience true freedom in God. You can have a life that's like no other. You can live life with hope, with purpose, with mission. We're not talking life with butterflies and rainbows where everything's perfect, no. If anything, it's harder. But you don't do it alone. You see, we say yes to God. We follow him, but we do it with other people. You may say, Pastor, what you're talking about, that's what I need. That's what I want. What do I gotta do to get what you're talking about? Well, the Bible describes that there's two parts to this. One, that we need to have a conversation with God. We call it prayer. And in that conversation, we've got to say, God, I'm sorry. We got to recognize that he's in charge. And we got to say, God, I'm going to follow you. Be the boss of me. And the second part is that we've got to join the community. And when someone gets water baptized, they're going public with their faith. They're showing everybody that they already had that conversation with God, but yet they're doing it as part of a family and saying, let's follow God together. And that's why we celebrate water baptisms. But right now, we're talking about that first part, the conversation with God. And I wanna help you with that today. Whether you're in this room or you're watching online, I wanna help you with that prayer. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pray a prayer, and I'm gonna do it out loud in bite-sized pieces, and I'm gonna encourage you to pray this prayer with me, repeating after me. The Bible says that we believe in our heart, but it's with our mouth that we confess that God's in charge, that he is Lord. But don't worry, today you're not gonna be praying alone. I mentioned this is the most important thing that we do. We're focused on helping people find God's place in their lives. And so that's why we're gonna be asking the entire Focus family to pray this prayer with us. No one prays alone here at Focus Church. And so let's pray this prayer here together right now. Say, dear God, I'm sorry for the sin of my life. I need you. I believe you love me so much. You sent your son Jesus to pay the price for me. I want to live for you with you in charge. Give me hope. Give me freedom. Bring focus to my life. In Jesus' name, amen.